This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Tuesday is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, one of the wealthiest lawmakers in the country, is going up against Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. Voter turnout is expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots cast in early voting. Final results may not be available Tuesday night, as any number of absentee ballots will need to be counted. Washington, D.C. is bracing for possible violent protests, and the National Guard has been called in. This is all ahead of protests by President Donald Trump's supporters in connection with the congressional vote expected Wednesday to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. President Trump's supporters are planning to rally Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster the president's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. A pro-Trump rally in December ended in violence. Trump has repeatedly encouraged this week's protests and hinted that he might get personally involved. The European Union expressed grave concern Tuesday about reports from the UN nuclear watchdog that Iran had resumed enriching uranium. The EU said it would continue working to salvage the multinational nuclear deal that restricted such activities. Speaking to reporters in Brussels, EU spokesman Peter Stano said that Iran's actions will have serious implications when it comes to nuclear nonproliferation. We have more stories on VOA News.